Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest news from KPLU, American travelers spend a lot of time abroad, usually in Europe. Far fewer head to South America. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about visiting Chile and Argentina, starting with Chile.
Why should people go to Chile?
Well, first of all, what's great about arriving in Chile is that it's a night flight. So you arrive at about 7 o'clock in the morning, whether you're flying on American through Dallas or Delta through Atlanta. So you arrive, you've got that full day. And Santiago is a great walking town. There's some great markets there. There's some wonderful parks. So spend a couple days kind of, you know, acclimating and acclimatizing to South America in Santiago. And then after that, Ed, I would go out and hit the vineyards.
All right. The vineyards, a big wine country in Chile, as any wine drinker must know.
One of the largest in the world. It goes on for hundreds and hundreds of miles south of Santiago. These estates, wine estates, and I've been to several, are so amazing, Ed. There's these wonderful old historic buildings that date back to like the 16th century. These are very old vineyards and very old houses, and the same families have been pretty much running these vineyards for sometimes hundreds of years. So I would actually do the wine route. I would stay at maybe one of the old estates south of Santiago in a little town called Santa Cruz. I would soak up Valparaiso, make it a day trip, maybe hit some wines in that region, in the region of Casablanca, then head back to Santiago and get ready for Argentina.
All right, so we're going to Argentina next. How do we get there?
Well, my favorite way to get there is get up at sunrise, catch a bus, and head over the mountain pass that heads to Mendoza.
How long does that trip take?
Probably about 6-7 hours by bus, if you were to drive just consistently. But it's beautiful countryside. It's very dry, very arid. You'll be passing some vineyards. You'll see Mount Aconcagua, which is the tallest tallest mountain in the Americas, Ed. Some old villages, kind of a bit like Eastern Washington.
One of those trips where, yeah, you're on a bus, but your eyes are out the window the whole time. You're really not paying attention to the bus.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the funny thing is, even though their frontier runs for thousands of miles, Argentina and Chile are completely different culturally. They'll tell you that. I mean, it's a rivalry between the two countries. But once you drop into Argentina, it's kind of like going from Germany or Austria down into Italy. It's a little bit more relaxed. You know, they're known maybe not to be quite as efficient as the Chileans, and they'll tell you that. But they know how to live. They know how to have a good life, and they make some really mean steaks in Mendoza. I would perhaps do a barbecue with the gauchos and maybe hit a few vineyards and then fly off to Buenos Aires. It's a 2-hour flight. And Buenos Aires, for me, is the greatest city in South America. It's like a cross between New York and Rome. It's spectacular.
About 90% of the pictures I've seen from South America are shockingly beautiful, yet it gets overlooked by American travelers a lot. Why don't we go to South America more?
I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, some of the northern countries in South America, like Colombia, Venezuela to some extent, have had travel warnings and political unrest. As North Americans, we kind of lump them all together.
We tend to think in big, big swaths of land.
Exactly.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions and our travel expert here on KPLU. He joins us every Thursday to talk about where you can go on this incredible little planet of ours.